Josh, another crack at the Leafs, obviously, here tonight. How much do you take out of that 6-3 game in Winnipeg a week ago?
Yeah, I mean, you know, now we know what to expect. Obviously, they've got a lot of skill and speed over there, and they're playing with confidence. You know, I thought in that game we did a lot of good things, but if you give them a chance off a turnover, off some mistakes, you know, they have some players that are going to capitalize on it. So, you know, I really liked our game in Montreal. I thought, you know, our compete level was at a place where it needs to be, and we're going to have that same mentality here again tonight.
With 3 of 4 points on the trip to this point, does that give you guys a pretty good feeling coming in here, having a day as well yesterday to kind of get set for this back-to-back here?
Yeah, it's a good start to the trip for sure. Obviously, you know, a really tough back-to-back here against two really good teams. You know, I think for us before Christmas and just afterwards, we didn't love kind of where our game was at. And I think here in the last few games, we've started to get back to our identity. So we're going to have to keep battling to, you know, keep that identity, you know, strong each game and be ready for this tough test, like I said, against two really good teams.
When the year where it can often be referred to as kind of the dog days of a season, you find there's a bit of a spark amongst the group, getting some bodies back healthy again finally?
Yeah, definitely a huge boost getting some bodies back and even having some guys on the trip, you know, that have been injured. So that's always a huge spark. And I think anytime you get a play in Montreal, Toronto on the road trip, and, you know, Boston tomorrow again. You know, we don't get to come to these cities that often, and there's always, you know, seems to be more hype and excitement around them. So I guess if you're looking for any kind of boost, you can take some from that. But again, it's like you said, it's nice to get bodies back this time of year, and they're key players for us, and we're going to need them.
Josh, when the trade was made for Neil Pionk, Jacob Trouba, I think a lot of people in Winnipeg were like, we traded for who? You know, but he seems to have done a pretty good job of dispelling that and letting people know exactly who he is with the way he's played, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he's been great. You know, obviously anytime there's a trade, you know, the players involved, they're always going to be compared. That's just sort of the nature of the business, but I think he's been awesome. I think, you know, even when we played him last year, I was pretty impressed by his game. I watched some of their games last year, and I thought he looked like a great player. So when the trade was made, you know, obviously Jacob was one of my best buddies, so I was sad to see him go, but, you know, excited to see Neil come in. And he's been awesome for us. I think he's just come in and done his job. You know, he goes about his business, comes to the rink every day, works as hard as he can, and he's been extremely consistent. So if anyone didn't know who he was, I guess, before coming here, if they've watched him play this year, they know what he's all about now.
What have you learned about the blue line in general? You know, you guys lose most of it over the offseason, and things are still afloat here. You guys are going to play off line.
Yeah, I think it's been an adjustment for sure. I think obviously coming into the season, there's a lot of changes. But I think the number one thing that we've tried to talk about is competing as hard as we can as a group back there on D, and trying to sort of do it by committee. And I think we've been getting better, you know, sort of at that throughout the year. I think as the chemistries have, you know, maybe improved just with time, which is natural, that's started to come as well. But we know that, you know, for us to be successful as a back end, we have to compete really hard and battle, and that's got to be sort of our identity back there.